Kimball, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stanbic Bank. Let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 18 hours. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 103 School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Kazungula Bridge Authority launched to boost regional trade. Government assures no polio paralysis cases detected despite virus detection. In global news, over 600 Kenyans trapped in Cambodia trafficking case. Good evening. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Zambia and Botswana have officially launched the Kazungula Bridge Authority, marking a significant milestone in regional cooperation and trade. The Kazungula Bridge connects Zambia and Botswana, and its authority is expected to oversee the efficient management of the bridge and promote trade between the two countries and beyond. Speaking during the inauguration of the bridge in Kasane, Botswana Today, President Hakainde Hichilema emphasized the significance of the Kazungula Bridge, saying it is not just a bridge between Botswana and Zambia, but a symbol of cooperation among four countries, namely Botswana, Zambia, Namibia, and Zimbabwe. President Hichilema said the bridge goes beyond these countries, benefiting the entire African region. The president underscored the need for joint investments between Botswana and Zambia to produce goods that can be transported through the bridge, creating opportunities for the youth and boosting economic growth. The head of state further highlighted the potential of the Kazungula Bridge to enhance trade, tourism and economic integration in the region, aligning with the African Continental Free Trade Area AFCFTA goals.
And therefore, whatever we do with this bridge, we must contextualize that this asset is not only ours, it's an asset that belongs to many, and I think the world, if I may say. So we need to be broader in the way Kazungula Bridge Authority first is conceived. I think the framework is fine, but how we run it so that it benefits, draws value. Minister Midupi there was whispering to me that this is now the preferred route, Mr. President, for the countries in the north. This, of the many border posts we have on the southern side, this is the preferred route. So we expect the board management to take that into account and have a continuous improvement program investing in this bridge, this asset, so that that premier status it has acquired already can be grown and grow. And we know what we want for him, it's value.
And Botswana President Duma Boko said the Kazungula Bridge is expected to boost trade between Botswana, Zambia and other regional countries, and has commended the swift action of ministers and technocrats in implementing the project, saying it demonstrates commitment to regional integration. He said the bridge is not just a physical connection between the two countries, but a symbol of shared vision for a prosperous and integrated Africa.
And so our role as leaders is to identify any strictures, any obstacles, any dilatory processes that hold us back, that impede progress, that thwart and frustrate delivery. And our task is to remove them and remove them instantly. The President of Zambia and I are of the same mind when it comes to this. And we will ensure we deliver concrete, tangible outcomes for our people, for our countries, for our region, and for our continent. It is important for us to do this.
Meanwhile, Zambia and Botswana have agreed to allow the use of smart digital national identity cards as travel documents for citizens crossing through the Kazungula Bridge border. The agreement was reached during a bilateral meeting in Kasane, Botswana, co-chaired by Zambia's Home Affairs Minister, Jack Mwembo, and Botswana's International Relations Minister, Tanya Wutale, held ahead of the launch of the Kazungula Bridge Authority by President Hichilema and President Boko. Under the proposed arrangement, citizens of both countries will be able to use digital national identity cards as travel documents when crossing via the Kazungula Bridge. Zambia is expected to roll out its digital national identity cards in 2027, while Botswana, which already uses digital IDs, has pledged to share technical expertise. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Home Affairs Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka. Acting Health Minister Cornelius Mwitwa has disclosed that despite detecting the poliovirus in wastewater surveillance, there are no confirmed clinical cases of paralysis from the virus as of February 24, 2026. Mr. Mwitwa, however, says government has moved with urgency to contain the outbreak through interventions such as declaration of the outbreak, incident management and field investigations. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament today, Mr. Mwitwa said government has also enhanced surveillance and is conducting vaccination campaigns in identified risk areas, emphasizing that there is no urgent need for nationwide vaccination as no polio case has been confirmed yet. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwitwa has revealed that the country, as of 23rd February 2026, recorded a cumulative total of 957 cholera cases and 20 deaths, with 10 deaths recorded in health facilities and another 10 in community settings.
As of 23rd February 2026, the country has recorded a cumulative total of 957 cholera cases and 20 deaths. Madam Speaker, the cholera outbreak has evolved over time and across geography. Northern Province, particularly Bulongo District, remains the epicenter, accounting for about 70% of all reported cases. Transmission in this region has been prolonged, with periods of decline followed by resurgences, including a second wave in Bulongo.
Government has commended International Drug Company Limited, IDC's significant contribution to Zambia's pharmaceutical sector. Speaking during a tour of the IDC facility in Kawe today, Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet, Finance and Economic Development, Yazongo Siakalenge, has commended the company's impressive annual production capacity and emphasized the importance of partnership in driving national development. Mr. Siakalenge has pledged government's continued support to IDC and the pharmaceutical sector, reiterating the importance of partnership in driving national development. He says government looks forward to continued partnership with IDC as the country strives to improve healthcare outcomes and achieve self-sufficiency in pharmaceutical production.
You have also responded to that by creating up to about 1,000 jobs here in Kabwe. Perhaps Managing Director, before we leave, you might wish to share with the media and ourselves whether those 1,000 jobs are already in place or when they will actually